Audio GC3.
Hello again, learners. It is Liam here. I was just looking at my payslip and I am so confused. In my home country, a huge chunk of my money disappears before I even see it. Here, the number on my contract is the same number in my bank account. Is this a mistake?
Hi everyone, I am Maya. No, Liam, it is not a mistake, but do not go spending it all just yet. There is more to the story.
Greetings, I am Chloe. I have been reading the tax laws for the Gulf region. While it looks like a tax-free paradise, there are many layers we need to understand.
And I am Noah. Today we are going to talk about the T word, taxes. Even in the Gulf, taxes shape our lives. Let us uncover the truth about what we pay and why.
So start with the good news, Noah. You are telling me there is zero tax on the money I earn from my job?
That is correct, Liam. For individuals working in Gulf countries like the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and others, there is currently zero personal income tax. This is a massive advantage. It means your disposable income is much higher compared to Europe or North America. You do not have to file an annual tax return for your salary, and the government does not take a percentage of your hard-earned wages. This is the primary reason so many people move to this region.
However, just because they do not take it from your salary does not mean you do not pay. You need to look at your receipts. Most countries in the region have introduced VAT, or value-added tax. This is a tax on consumption. In the UAE and Oman, it is currently 5%. In Saudi Arabia, it is 15%. This tax applies to almost everything you buy, from your morning coffee to your new clothes and even your utility bills.
15%? That is a big difference. So if I buy a laptop for 3,000 reals, I need to add 15% on top of that?
Exactly. And it adds up quickly. But there is another tax that is even higher. It is called the excise tax, or sometimes the sin tax. The government uses this to discourage people from buying things that are bad for their health or the environment. For example, carbonated sugary drinks often have a 50% tax, and things like energy drinks, tobacco, and vaping products have a 100% tax. So if you smoke or drink a lot of soda, your cost of living will be double what you expect.
That is a very good point, Chloe. It is a financial incentive to be healthy. Now let us talk about investing. This is another area where the Gulf shines. In many parts of the world, if you buy stocks or a house and sell them for a profit, you have to pay capital gains tax. Here, for individuals, that tax is generally zero. If you invest in the local stock market or buy property, the profit you make is yours to keep. There is also usually no tax on the dividends or the cash payouts you receive from companies you own shares in.
That sounds incredible for building wealth. So if I make money on the stock market, I keep it all. That motivates me to start investing right now.
Yes, but remember, Liam, while there are no direct investment taxes for individuals, there are fees. We often say that in the Gulf, fees are the hidden taxes. For example, when you rent an apartment, you might see a housing fee added to your monthly electricity bill. This is essentially a municipal tax for living in the city. When you stay at a hotel, there is a tourism dirham fee. When you drive on major highways, you pay tollgate fees, like Salik in Dubai. And every time you renew your visa, your driving license, or your car registration, there are government service fees. These are fixed costs that you must budget for.
And we should also mention corporate tax briefly. For a long time, businesses paid zero tax too. But that is changing. The UAE, for instance, has introduced a 9% corporate tax on business profits over a certain amount. This is important for learners who are entrepreneurs or planning to start their own business. While it is still very low compared to the rest of the world, it means business owners now need to keep very accurate accounting records.
Now the big question is, why? Why do we pay these taxes and fees if the countries are so rich with oil? It is important to understand the purpose. These taxes are useful because they help the countries diversify. They cannot rely on oil forever. The revenue from VAT and fees goes directly back into the economy. It pays for the world-class infrastructure we enjoy, like the smooth highways, the modern airports, the clean parks, and the high level of safety and policing. It is an investment in the future that does not depend solely on oil.
I see. So paying that 5% VAT helps keep the roads smooth and the city safe. I can respect that. It makes me feel like I am contributing to the place I live.
That is a great attitude, Liam. So for all our learners, here is the strategy. Enjoy the zero income tax by saving as much as you can. Be smart about VAT by tracking your spending. Avoid the sin taxes by living a healthy lifestyle. And take advantage of the tax-free environment to invest and grow your personal wealth.
And do not forget to keep a little buffer in your budget for those government fees. They always pop up when you least expect them, usually around your birthday when your car registration expires.
Wise words. Understanding the tax landscape is the difference between surviving and thriving in the Gulf. Thank you for joining us on this lesson.
See you next time, learners. Happy saving.
Previous lesson. Back to course. Next lesson.